The Art of the Interview. I just heard this really great boo by Documentally, who was talking about interview techniques and methods that he's used to interview people. And he was talking about researching and preparing and asking questions that are open-ended. And just generally having a conversation, being natural with people, making sure that they feel relaxed. And just the thing that he really inspired me was just saying, go out there and just capture stories, have a conversation. And I always think I want to do more of that because I love interviewing. I've just created a playlist of 5 interviews that I did for the RLSB that I've done over the last couple of years. And the editing isn't the best in the world. I've definitely learned as I've gone along. But I hope people get an idea of how I've conducted those kind of interviews. I guess all of those are generally quite formal interviews because they were sort of interviewing generally quite much more important people than myself. So I was quite prepared for them. But I have done a lot of sort of more spontaneous interviews when I've worked in internet radio. And I really enjoyed it. The thing that Documentally was saying that his way of interviewing a lot of the time, the fact that he's very curious about the world around him or the people he's interviewing has got him out of tight spots when they've been given sort of very yes or no answers or not very elaborate answers. And that's the way I've always done it. What taught me very quickly to adopt that approach was the first time I had a go at working on an internet radio station a couple of years ago. And we went in and there was a band, a 7-piece band. And I knew nothing about them because I literally just arrived from work. My friend hadn't told me who they were, what they were going to play, what they were going to do. I didn't know when I was going to be going on air or anything. And this was 20 minutes before the show. So I rushed up to the musicians, found out what they were doing, who they were. They were a great band called Pekelt. And they play European folk music, Celtic folk music. And my friend then said, all right, I'm going to interview you. I'm going to start. And then he said, Kevin, you go on in a while. And then you just ask him a couple of questions. And then you'll go off and Ed will take over and carry on the interview. And so he introduced the show. Great introduction. The band played some music. And then he put me in front of the mic. But the problem was that the booth was absolutely tiny. And I had no idea how to work the controls. And we were broadcasting out to internet radio. I think the stations had about 18,000 listeners. So, as I was asking the questions, it suddenly hit me that I couldn't put music on. So I couldn't fade the mics. I didn't know where my friend had gone. And I had no way of turning around and just shouting out to see if he'd come and get me, because that would just be very unprofessional and look very good. Wouldn't look very good. So I said, how on earth am I going to keep this up? Because this was supposed to be a 45-minute show. And straight away in my head was, the only way you're going to be able to do this is by asking questions that you're curious about. Luckily for me, I had knowledge of music. And I just began to ask them, because they were a generally interesting band. They had 7 people in there. They had cellos, recorder, cajon, guitarist. The recorder also doubled as a vocalist. So I just started asking about each of them and the formation of the band. And I loved it. It was so much fun. And it reminded me of the fact that ever since I was a kid, I've always been very curious. I've always been interested because I think people have such different lives and life has so much to teach us all. And listening to Documentally's interview techniques not only brought back all the interviews I've done for the charity that I work for, but also like how I'd love to do more, interviews and see what I can capture. I mean, if it was either part of my job or a job, that would be absolutely awesome. That is exactly what I would love to do, because I think people have so much to say, and I love just having a conversation with people and discovering and learning, because you learn so much. I'd learn so much for myself, so that would be absolutely awesome. So thank you very much, Documentally, again, for reinvigorating and reminding me of the power of the interview. And like I said, there's a playlist up there of some crudely edited interviews, but hopefully interesting ones. And if anybody has any feedback on what I've done, that would be absolutely awesome, because I've got a lot to learn, but I'm definitely willing to learn it. So I hope everybody's doing well, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.